Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with me, your host KC. Look, man, all I'm going to tell you ladies is this: I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guest. Matter of fact, it's not even a guest, it's a duo. Hello, you fans. You have already seen these people before, right? I'm not going to, you know, give away everything, because what would it do if I did all the talking, you know? Before I get started, I want to go ahead and introduce my co-host, say hello.
How you doing?
So, hold on. What's going on, man? You echoing. You okay? You got like Elliot over there or something. You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody.
I'm better known as Teddy, just up on here, you know what I'm saying, showing love and being up on the fam. Security guard, love doing it for a living, so. Pretty much, that's just me.
All right. So look, ladies, I'm going to go ahead and let the next two beautiful, phenomenal artists, see, I want to say the other thing, I'm going to let them go ahead. I'm not going to spill the beans, okay? But I'm going to say, you have seen them before. They're very, very bright. Y'all been asking for them, too, so. Y'all ladies, go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm not going to do it no more. Y'all introduce yourself.
Oh, you know, you got Fly Boys
in the building. Nice Dolo, Chris. You really know what it is.
We are here.
All right. Teddy.
What's going on?
Man, I don't think the ladies ready for this interview, man. I don't think that they are ready for this interview. That's all I ever keep saying, man. So, look, man, how are you all doing, man? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, we doing fabulous as of right now. You know, we do web series, model, music, whatever we can really get our hands on.
Yeah, exactly. We have a couple of different talents that we do. As she said, music, modeling, acting, as far as we're coming out with our own movie soon enough, that's in the works as well. So it's a whole bunch of different things that we do as a duo.
Okay. Now, speaking, before we get into your music, right, we got to tell them where you all are from. Like, I didn't want to give it away too much. I've been giving it away on Facebook a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But where did you all start?
Well, as far as starting, we started in Greensboro, North Carolina. That's where we met. We started, you know, peeping each other's talents, and then we actually sat down and, you know, had a legitimate business conversation, and then we just started rocking ever since. And we started building everything that we're continuously trying to build now.
Okay. And we have seen you? You like brothers. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all like me.
Yeah, we like brothers.
Yeah, the thing that made us really click is, you know, we're both from the city, but we both, you know, ironically met in, you know, this little country town, city, whatever, you know, they prefer to call it.
Okay. And where have I seen you before?
Oh, come take a walk with me, of course.
There we go. Bam. Remember that.
Lady Luck to them. Shout out to them. No,
shout out to Mina. Mina, we love you.
Of course, all day. She's the one that, you know, really brought us out there and introduced us to being in front of the camera. You know, and we love it. Acting is a very fun thing to do.
Man, all I'm going to say is I mean, you know, we were talking about the music. I just want to say, oh, my goodness, this Dawn looks so familiar, man. I've seen her somewhere.
Right?
Okay. Well, first of all, y'all did a phenomenal job in that movie. I will let you all know that.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all the love.
And all the support. We highly appreciate it.
And you know the thing I like about it too, right? Because y'all was best friends on the movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it worked out.
It's deeper than best friends. We don't call each other best friends. Like, that's blood. Like, that's my other half.
Like,
you feel me?
I'm actually like, you know, she's actually like an older brother to me. That's how we look at each other. We, you know, we fight like we brothers. We actually tumble each other around. We do, but when it comes to business, I mean, we know each other's mentality and each other's mindset, so we get everything done that we have to. And then, I mean, you know, her talents and my talents put together, I mean, we kind of unstoppable. We doing our thing. We're trying to, at least.
That's what's up,
we
man.
We the female crisscross.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we the female crisscross.
Yeah. That's what we've been called from several different people.
Dope, man. So, let me ask y'all a question, man. I don't know what's going on with that music. But I don't know where that music came from. But look, man, Fly Boys, where did you all get that name from?
we took our swag. And the fact that we are studs, you know, studs, spell it B-O-I. So we just took Fly and put boys together because, you know, like we said, we brothers. So every day is a Fly Boy Day. That's how we came up with it. And it just stuck with us.
Dope. Okay. I'm digging that. I'm liking that. And well, you already told me where you're from. Y'all took my question. I will fight you, but I'm not going to do it today.
I'm from New York originally, and you know my brother, she's from Philly originally, That's what I meant when I said, you know, we both from the city, but we kind of met in North Carolina.
That means that y'all had to get away from what y'all know to go with something different, and now look at y'all, man. Boom. That's sometimes how it happens.
Right.
You gotta get away.
We always said that, you know, we definitely always said, you know, God, you know, ran us across each other for a reason, and we got a purpose.
Right.
You know, it's a purpose that we're doing this, you know, with so much that we want to do with, as far as, you know, giving back to the community and everything else. When we get a little bit established, a little higher, you know, of course, but, you know, we're going to make everything happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's about changing lives, man. It's about having a voice. That's
exactly
really what it's about. We do this to open the gateway for other female artists in general, not just studs, you feel me? But we're trying to set an example to let other studs know and other LGBT artists know that you ain't got to be scared to step foot in the industry just because of your sexual preference, you feel me? That's why we do this.
Everybody don't gotta be a Nicki or a Trina, you know what I mean? Like it's more, you know, it's different aspects of rapping than just that particular, you know, category.
Definitely. I'm digging that. I'm loving that. So here's another question, right? And that's a 2-point. It's a dual question, right? Look. So how would you describe your music? Right, like, say like me, I never seen you live, right? So how would you describe your music to me and other people that never seen you before? Like, what are we going to expect when we come to yourself?
Well, for one, it's going to make you dance. Seeing that, you know, both of us love to dance. Like, whatever, majority of the time when you hear our music, it's gonna make you want to dance. That's very, very particular about beats that we, you know, that we work on as far as, you know, the sound of it, not as far as the genre, because we're kind of open about the genre. We'll hop on a pop beat and turn around and do some like a reggae beat. It really doesn't matter. It's just, you know, it has to have that kind of sound. And Chris and I are both pretty good at, you know, recognizing the sound that both of us are looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, we do it all. We do from the booty shaking to the grinding to going to a rave. We do it all. We don't just limit ourselves to one particular sound. If we both like it and we both vibe to it, then we hop on it.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So for both of you all, what was the first song that you ever sung, and how does that affect your music today?
The first song we ever did together was Turn Up.
Well, just a song like from back in the day, like when you were smaller.
Okay. Let me see, an influence song. I would say one song that I still listen to today that I listened to when it first came out is One Mic by Nas.
Yeah, good one.
That's one particular song that I still listen to.
I would say my song that, you know, really encouraged me to really get into music would be Michael Jackson's Thriller. Like the beat.
Yeah.
And the way he delivered it, the sound was just so universal. That's what really, you know, really made me want to decide to dedicate my heart and soul to music, because he was one of the best of the best, and he was very influential in African American culture and everything. So that would be my all time right there. That song never gets old.
Right.
So what made you first realize that you both want to be, you know, be in the music career? Like,
well, I mean, as far as me, I wrote my first song when I was, like, in fifth grade. So it was kind of like a work in progress. I kind of built myself up to it. And majority of the time, I was writing more poetry than I was actually writing complete songs. So, you know, I have another brother, and he actually kind of introduced me to actually rapping on a beat and actually putting beats together and doing different things like that, because he thought my, you know, what I was writing was good and it should be on a beat. So he kind of introduced me to rapping, and then, I mean, I've been doing it ever since. That was 9th, 10th grade.
Okay.
Well, me, actually, I've been dancing since I was a baby. So music just kind of stuck with me my whole life. It was more like a calling for me. I love music, all kind of music. So that's really what made me really want to get into it.
Yeah. Okay. Our outlet is the same. It's just like she dances. She's been dancing all her life, and you know I've been actually, you know, writing all my life. So it's just like, you know, it works.
Okay. So what we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead and listen to one of y'all songs. Listen to one of y'all songs right quick. All right, here we go.
Take flight, move, bitch. get out the way. We some fly ass niggas and we trying to get paid. This music ain't no trade. We do.
Why the fuck would I deny it, Dolo?